Hello and welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's personal finance podcast where we discuss all things money. And in this special episode, on the occasion of International Women's Day, we will turn our attention to money management. Now, many mutual fund houses boast of star fund managers, but most of them are men. Despite women's innate strength and diligence when it comes to money management, the industry continues to be largely a male-dominated one. However, the fact is that several women fund managers too have made a mark in this space. And on this special occasion, we have with us today Lakshmi Iyer, Chief Investment Officer at Debt and Head of Products at Kotak Mahindra Asset Management Company, to take us through her journey in this industry and also her thoughts on women's strengths as money managers. Hi Lakshmi, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be there here today.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. It's great to have you on our show. So, Lakshmi, could you start with your journey in the fund management space? If you could speak about your early years in this industry, and if you could highlight any challenges that you might have faced in the initial years, because even now, it continues to be largely a male-dominated industry, right?
Absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the ball, Preeti. When I started off, and this was year 2000, I was the only woman in the dealing room when I had joined in Kotak. The good news is, of course, as I speak today, I am not the only one in the dealing room. So, of course, I'm not the only woman in the dealing room, I must say. So, I think we've come a long way in that journey. And it's been nothing short of exciting. If I were to, make it an analogy, it has been more like a roller coaster. There have been lots of ups and downs, because markets are full of ups and downs. It's not like a straight jacketed one-way movement where you have predictable outcomes. Challenges, I think, manifold. One is, of course, the market itself poses you enough and more challenges. So you have to deal with all of that continuously. Second, yes, as you rightly started off saying that, there were hardly any women in the industry. So it's always, a matter of, are you doing the right thing? Are you in the right industry? You always typically tend to have a second thought. In my case, I think it was a combination of all these things, but I was very clear that it is what it is. And if you are in the minority, that itself brings an opportunity. So I think the key was to try to morph the challenge into an opportunity. And I think that's what has got me pulling along so far. And yes, it's absolutely fun to be here. And while I do say TGIF, thank God it's Friday, in the same breath I do when I come to office on Monday, I do say TGIM. So I think both of them apply to me equally well.
Okay. You mentioned that you're not the only woman in the dealing room anymore. But still, comparatively, we have fewer women in this industry, right? Is there any particular reason why that is the case?
So, couple of things, Preeti. One is, there is still the inhibition in the mind that this may not be most suited profession for me. This is nothing short of a high octane, high stress kind of a job. So, I'm not very sure. There is that inhibition, intimidation, apprehension. I think it's more of a mental block. After having lived this world for over two decades, I can say this with high degree of conviction to all the women, for example, who are listening this podcast, that it's not a rocket science. It's absolutely doable. You need to have the passion. I think that's most important. And then you have to say that I need to go get it. But I think it's the most important. You need to have an interest, and more importantly, the wherewithal to live through the challenges which obviously the ecosystem will pose.
Any interesting anecdote or any memory that comes to your mind, especially during your initial years in the industry? Any challenges that you encountered, maybe any incident?
No, it's not a challenge, but I must tell you, since you asked me anecdote, this is quite fresh in the mind even right now. This was my initial years of joining the industry. I think this was year maybe 2001 or 2002. I was still trying to get the ropes, and I go to this party where, those times industry parties were pretty massive, and you get to meet a lot of bankers, a lot of other portfolio managers, etc. And of course, again, whether we like it or not, I was among the obviously the minority gender there. And we were just, standing in a circle, and all of them had their drinks, and I had a glass of water. And then there is this person who asked me that, so you don't drink? I said, of course I drink. I drink water. So, no, he said, no, I'm referring to, liquor, wine, etc. I said, no, I don't, and it's by choice. So then he had a wager with me. He said that either the next or the party after next, I am pretty confident that you will be, one among us with a glass of, your chosen alcohol or your poison. And I said, done, accepted, wager accepted. And forget 2 years, it's now been 20 years plus. I think he lost hands down. So I think that's one interesting thing. You know, I realized that it's not important that you need to necessarily be a liquor consuming person if you have to be a part of this industry. And that was the expected or assumed norm at that point in time. So this is a very interesting anecdote, which I thought is really worth sharing. And I'm still a teetotaler as we speak right now.
Okay. So you don't have to necessarily try hard to fit in, and you can be yourself.
No ways and no chance. Absolutely. Just be yourself and crack it the way you are.
Okay. So in fact, my next question was going to be around lessons that you might have picked up all these years. You've already mentioned one. Anything else that comes to your mind that changed your outlook?
No, I think the key and most important thing is never quit. There will be hardships. There will be people who might pull you down. There might be people equally who pull you up. You know, it's a mixed world. Hmm. But never quit, because quitting is associated with, in investment, it's a different ballgame. But when you are chasing your own passion, your own dream, and your own ambition, I think quitting is not even the last thing on the dictionary. So don't ever quit. I think that's a very, very important lesson that has lived with me through and through. And I think that's something which I really cherish for long.
And coming to women in general, I don't necessarily mean professional money managers. What are the strengths that you think they have when it comes to money management?
I think women have an eye for detail. Again, I'm not trying to suggest that the male gender doesn't have, but it's been my general observation that women have an eye for detail. They are meticulous. They are multitaskers. So I think all of this is a very, very important input towards money management. Of course, IQ is important. They are also loaded with EQ, which is the emotional quotient. I think these are all deadly combinations to actually shape yourself into the money management role.
And what are the little mistakes that you've seen women make while investing their own money?
So I have seen this typically gender agnostic, but since I do interact with a lot of women, one common thing I have seen that is quite typical of them is the trader mindset. You have entered into an asset class, you are reasonably making money, and then you have the temptation to exit. That's something which I have seen pretty common across when I interact with women. The other thing is some of them, rather not all of them, have this high-end dependence of entrusting their investment decisions to whoever in the family or in the circle. They don't want to be empowered. I think that's something which I don't know if it's a mistake, but it's a myth that they think that they can't manage money as well, so they may as well delegate it to their some male person in their family. So I think these are some of the common things which I have encountered when I interact with women. Also, the fact that, it doesn't matter when you start. I when I interact with women, they say that kya farak padta hai, whenever I start, it's okay. I think the myth that you don't need to start early on in investing to avail the benefits of compounding, that's another common, fallacy that I've seen women have.
And finally, what would be your advice to women, one, on managing their own personal finances, and secondly, also women who are looking at fund management space, money management space as a career?
So on the personal finance side, Preeti, when you asked me this question, I actually recall this dialogue from the movie Gunjan Saxena, The Kargil Girl, where she says that jab plane ko farak nahi padta, usse kaun chala raha hai, to tumhe kyun padta hai. So the point is that personal finance, taking charge of your finances, is gender agnostic. So don't be meek and don't say, oh, I'm a woman, so I don't need to do it. I don't think that's the right way to approach it. So I think keep that in mind. That's something which will resonate with every woman who is listening to this podcast. And as far as your career is concerned, I said this earlier, I think it's very, very important to have the drive and the hunger, and most importantly, the motivation to sustain yourself in this journey. I think sustenance is the most important thing. What happens is that we see women who enter in like a flock of massive numbers at the bottom of the pyramid. Then as it comes to the mid-level, as you start growing, the pyramid starts narrowing. And as you make it to the top, the pyramid is absolutely tapered off and narrow. So I think stay on. Lage raho, I think, is going to be very, very important if you want to make a mark and sustain this in your career.
All right. Thanks a lot, Lakshmi. Thanks for all the insights. I'm sure our listeners will find them extremely useful.
And with that, it's a wrap on this special edition of Simply Save. For more news, views and updates, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.